There we go. Now it's recording. I am great. So you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
All right. And your last name, is it Tolan?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure I said it right. I'm so excited to talk to Sandy of the Lemon Tree. Wow. Tell me about this. This is pretty cool. The Lemon Tree, Arab, a Jew, and the Heart of the Middle East. So tell me what this is all about. It's an award-winning book. Grew out of a 2006 NPR story, right?
Well, it was actually a 1998 NPR story, turned into a book, adult version in 2006, and now we've adapted it for children, and it's just coming out now. Yeah, so it's had three different lives over the last 20 years, almost, or more than 20 years. I can tell you the basic story, which remains the case in the children's version in 2020. What happened in 1948 is really, that's when we start the book. 1948 is the year that is that historians call the year of the first Arab-Israeli war. Palestinians call it the Nakba, the catastrophe, whereas Israelis call it the War of Independence. This is the same event, but seen through completely different eyes and perspectives. What happened in 1948, 750,000 Palestinians fled and were driven out of their homes during the creation of Israel. One of those people was a six-year-old boy here whose father, what was then became Israel. And they went into hell. And Bashir, all his life growing up, wondered, who was living in our house and when can we just go home? Meanwhile, in 48, there was an infant in Bulgaria named Dalia whose family had barely escaped the Holocaust. And the story of Bulgarian Jews is fascinating because almost all of them remained intact, but decided to move to Israel because it was a very close call. Mm-hmm. And so Dalia's parents moved her to Israel in November of 48, 4 months after Bashir's family had been expelled. And they moved to the very same house that Bashir's family had fled. And there in the backyard, where Ahmad, Bashir's father, had planted a lemon tree, they found that same lemon tree, and they lived in that house. And Dalia, all these years, was wondering, you know, who was living here before, and why did they leave? And Bashir is wondering, who lives there, and when can I go home? And then in 1967, after what is called the Six-Day War, which was Israel won quite decisively in only 6 days. Mm-hmm. Bashir, ironically, was allowed to come across that previously forbidden line and come and see his home and come to the front door, the front gate, where he rang the bell. He was all dressed up in a suit and tie in a sweltering day with his two cousins. And Dalia, who had been an infant in 1948, was now a college student, comes to the door and over the front gate, and it's literally, and what do you do if you're Dalia? Do you let them in? If you're Bashir, do you have the courage to risk rejection and humiliation by traveling across that divide and reaching out to just get permission to see your own house?
Wow.
So what happens? Dalia told me later, many years later, I knew who they were.
Mm-hmm.
I knew why they had come. Mm-hmm. And I knew if I sent them away, they probably would never come back. And I would never have an answer to my question, really, why did they leave? Why did they leave this beautiful?
Right.
She smiled. She stepped aside and said,
aww.
And that's the beginning of their story.
And a rare friendship, right?
A rare friendship and a difficult friendship, to be sure. I mean, they come from very different political philosophies. They have different backgrounds. And yet they have this deep regard for each other. Bashir, Dalia, because of her vision in literally and metaphorically opening the door, and Dalia to Bashir and his family for showing her what really happened in 1948 and how she could do something to try to repair the broken relationship between Israelis and Palestinians. And, you know, after her parents died, the house was empty because she was married and living in Jerusalem. This house is in the now Israeli town called Ramleh. She turned it in. She met with Bashir, and they agreed to turn it into a kindergarten for Arab Palestinian children who are living in Israel, and a place for Arabs and Palestinians. And that's what it remains today after years. So it's a story of hope amidst a very difficult, fraught relationship between Israelis and Palestinians. Sure. But it's also a story for children, a universal story of home, of the need for freedom, of the need to live free and not be living under military occupation. And for children here, you know, in our divided nation, to realize the value of reaching out and caring about the understand them completely.
Exactly. I love this. And now, where are their families now?
Well, they're scattered a bit in different places. Dahlia's still in Israel. She lives in Jerusalem. Bashir lives in exile, still in Ramallah. They haven't been in touch in recent years, but they, you know, I go there, you know, every couple of years now, and I visit them whenever I can. I'm in touch with them, they still have a deep regard for each other, but the situation politically is so difficult that they don't really spend much time together, and they really physically can't see each other. But their families are still, you know, still together and still connected to the lands and to the dreams that they've had for these many decades.
Well, it's important that you've done this for the kids. Such a beautiful story. And it is the Lemon Tree. How can we follow you on social?
You can find me on Twitter at Sandy, S-A-N-D-Y, underscore Tolan, T-O-L-A-N, also on Instagram that way. You can find me on Facebook. I have a Sandy Tolan author page. Also on my website, sandytolan.com.
Thank you so much, and continue to write. I'm ready for more.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it, and I really appreciate your interest, Kat.
Oh, thank you, Sandy. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye.